Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Fathers, we open your word this afternoon. We ask for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us, to fill this place, Lord, that your work can be done, and that your word can go forth. Now be with us, Father, throughout the service. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, which one of you singers is coming first? Brother Bobby.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, thinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the water lifted me, now safe and I. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me, oh, love lifted me, love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. All my heart to him ever to him I claim, in his blessing precious life, ever his praise a thing. Thus so mighty and so true, Mr. my soul best song, faithful love and service to him belong. Oh, love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me, oh, love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. So in danger, look above, Jesus can plead his say. He will lift you by his love out of the angry way. He's the master of the sea. Jesus' will obey. He's your savior. Want to be saved today. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me, oh, love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Tempted and tried, where often may wander, why it should be though all the day long, while all others living about us, never most blessed, throwing the wrong, Father of long will know. Father of love will understand why. Here am I, brother, living a son. in our loved ones and leave our home so lonely and dear. Then do we wonder why others prosper, living so wicked year after year? Father of love, we know all about it. Father of love, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Faithful till death, says our loving master. A few more days to labor and wait. Oh, up the road will then seem as nothing as we sweep through the beautiful gate. Father of love will know all about it. Father of love will understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. When we see Jesus come in the glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, and we shall meet him in that bright mansion, we'll understand it all by and by. Father of love, we know all about it. Father of love, we'll understand why. Hear up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
Very thank you, Brother Bones. Just a minute. As we come to the end of life journey, and perhaps we'll never meet anymore, till we gather in heaven's bright city, far away on that beautiful shore, where the charm of roses bloom forever, saturation will come no more. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you on the beautiful shore. Oh, they say we shall fight by the river, where the dark times will darken the sky. And they say we'll be happy in heaven, in the wonderful sweet by and by. If we never meet again this side of heaven, every struggle through this world and its pride, there's another meeting place somewhere in heaven, by the shine of the river of life, where the charm of roses bloom forever. Saturation will come no more. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you on the beautiful shore. Oh, won't we have a time when we get over yonder? Oh, won't we have a time when we get over yonder? Oh, won't we have a time when we get over yonder? Oh, won't we have a time? We're gonna see Jesus face to face when we get over yonder. Gonna see Jesus face to face when we get over yonder. See Jesus face to face when we get over yonder. Oh, what we have time. We'll sing and shout and dance about when we get over yonder. Go sing and shout and dance about when we get over yonder. Go crying and shout, thinking about when we get over yonder. Oh, won't we have a time? We'll see Jesus face to face when we get over yonder. Don't see Jesus face to face. We get over yonder. Don't see Jesus face to face when we get over yonder. Oh, won't we have a time?
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Millie. You know, we all need to take just a moment to praise the Lord, because that's what we are here for. We're here to give him praise, honor, and glory for the things he's done for us. We don't think enough about what God really has done for us and what he is doing every day for us. Because you can't get your next breath without him. And most are not ready to go meet him. So we need to be ready. And we need to be praising him. Praising for the dinner you had today, the food you had, praising for the sleep you had, praising for being able to get up and get around. There's just so much to praise him for. Give him praises that you're here tonight. And that you'll be able to go back home and rest a little while. But we need to be spending more time with him at the church, in his word, and in prayer, talking with him. You know, your prayers don't have to be long and be said to be heard by others. They're to come from the heart. And the words that you say during that prayer, be honest. In just a few words. But we need to be doing it all through the day. We're told to pray without ceasing. That means we're thankful for everything that comes our way through the daytime. But most never think about it. If they think about it, it'll be early morning or late night. And through the day, we're tied up with things of this world out here instead of things of him. Now, let me tell you something. Just like I told them this morning. You know, unless we're born again, we don't belong to him. We belong to this world. But all of us that do belong to him, we need to be acknowledging, bringing his word into our lives and living accordingly. We can't just talk the talk. We've got to walk and walk so others can see him as he works within us and our lives. That gives them something to reach for and want to hold on to and helps to build their faith. That's why we're even put here on this earth. The Lord, when he put you in that womb, in your mother's womb, right then, he gave you life. And he had plans for that life, for you. But then it's up to us to find out what that plan is and then begin living it and keeping up with it. But so many of us don't. I came here to speak from chapter 1 of Galatians.
By the time I got here, he done changed it on me. So we're going to be going two chapters over. We'll be in Colossians chapter 3. All right. Giving everybody time to get there. Okay. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is adultery. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometimes when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blaspheming, filthy communications out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, wherein there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husband, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters, according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of persons. Now may the Lord add his blessing unto the reading of this his word. And now may the Holy Spirit come forth and speak to all of us and bring to us the message that each one of us would be to receive this evening. And we ask this once again in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, when we back up here now to verse 1. Verse 1 starts out pretty good. If you then be raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. In other words, don't be looking at the things of this world out here and looking for too much of that going on. But seek things for the kingdom of Almighty God. Because that's what we are to be doing. Because, you see, the reason we seek things from above, pardon me just a moment. Now, we're told to seek things that are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Now we're told time after time after time not to be looking for things of this world out here. The only thing that we are to look for out here of this world is a little food for our belly, a place to stay, and clothes to cover our nakedness. And other than that, God will take care of the rest that we need. You know, there is just so much that we don't need. Verse 2, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. The first two verses is all about you and I and how we are treating ourselves and our bodies, but especially the spirit that is within, instead of seeking the will and the ways of the world, God's way. We want to do everything according to ourselves and our own ways, and we want to leave the Lord God out of it. Verse 3, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. He says we're dead. How did we die? Give you a moment to think about that. He's telling us right here that we are dead. We are dead through baptism. You see, when we're baptized, we're putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. We're putting on his death. And then we're being raised in his resurrection. And we are to be a new man or woman, whichever. But we are to be a new person. And also, if you're without the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, even though you're walking here on this earth, you're breathing, to God you are dead because you're separated from him. And if you don't go to the Lord Jesus Christ and get forgiven for your sins and take on that new life, get yourself out here and be baptized rightly, and then put on that Holy Spirit of Almighty God, you're going to miss out making heaven a home.
then you sure ain't going to want to be where you're going to wind up. But then it's too late and no way out. And see, that's something else. The man has forgotten. And talking to him, you can hear so many times, "Oh, well, you know, when I die, I'm just gone." No, you ain't gone nowhere. Because you see, the thing about it is, you are not going to die. "Oh, now, Pastor, what do you mean, I'm not going to die?" Well, you're not. Your body is, but you're not. You're going to step out of this life and on into the next for eternity. And you'll wind up going where you're going to spend that eternity. And if it's not with the Lord Jesus Christ, you ain't going to want to be where you're going to go. You know, a good example of that was Lazarus and the rich man. Lazarus died, and he went to the bosom of Abraham. He's in heaven. The rich man died and was in hell. But he wasn't living his life for the Lord Jesus Christ. And what was his words? He was calling out to the Lord, "Let Lazarus come and just dip his finger in water and touch my tongue with it." That bad. The thirst and the heat and all. Just water on the tip of his finger. But he was told it couldn't happen. And he was told why it couldn't happen. Because there was a great gulf built that no one could cross going either way. Lazarus couldn't go to him because he couldn't cross that gulf that was put there. But you see, although he's in hell, he could still see Lazarus. You're not dead there. You're still existing and being tormented. And then the Lord will be coming back to set up his 1,000-year millennial reign here on this earth. And all that has been gone there with him, you're going to come back with him. Spend another 1,000 years here on this earth. Well, there'll be a change in the earth, but still you'll be on the earth with the Lord Jesus Christ that 1,000 years. At the end of that 1,000 years, be the great white throne judgment, as the scripture gives it. And that's when Satan and all his demons and all that has not made heaven their home and hell itself will be cast into a lake of fire. Then the Bible says, it burns forever and the worm never dies. And I can't talk for everybody, but I sure don't want that. But a lot of us that thinks we got heaven made our home is going to miss out on it because we're letting too much get in between us and the good Lord. We can't let that happen. He's got to be first in our life. That means that you do everything you can do to keep him number one in your life. Not just number one before this one or that one, but in your life. He comes before everything. And when we don't let that happen, we're walking on some thin ice, very thin ice. But, you know, a lot of times We can sit under all the preaching we want to sit under and still not be right, because we're not going to listen and heed what we've been told. Because we've heard some other place just contrary to God's word, and we've accepted it because it was easier to walk the wrong way than it is to walk the right way. But that's what's happening. It's happening every day around, all around us here. Tonight, coming here, I pass another church on my way here. And their church times match mine here. You know how many was there? Two. Another one with two people. This morning I had one. That church, when I came this morning, had four. When I left here, I went by another little church that had five. They had five vehicles. And I know that most of the vehicles wouldn't have had over two. They were four automobiles and one pickup. There's that one. I get on next to home, the little church on the same street that I live on had about five people there. Not vehicles, but people. The other one in the little town runs between 8 and 10. You think this county hasn't fallen away from God? And we need to be at work, every one of us. We need to be at work, hard at work, trying to get others in to the church. To hear the word. To give them a chance. To find in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, they'll say, well, now, you know, the women, they can't. Yes, the women can. Outside of the church, she is to share her life and the word of God with others that she meets. She's just not supposed to be up here in charge of the church. That's man's responsibility, and he's not fulfilling that either. Man's not fulfilling his job. That's why the women are getting so popular in our churches, because the men are not doing their job. And a lot of them we got out here standing behind the podium is preaching the wrong thing, because they're not right with God either. We got most all of our denominational churches today are accepting women preachers. They are accepting, most of them are accepting gay pastors that's living the gay lifestyle. They're accepting abortion as being all right. Murder is never right. The only one that has the right to take that child is the Lord Jesus Christ. They call it a woman's right. No, it's not her right either. That's a murder. Gangs out here on the streets. Drugs. And all this is in the church today. In our worldly churches. And most of our churches today are houses of merchandise. And that's what Jesus took made him a whip and chased everybody out of him. He made him a whip. Turned him the money changer tables over and everything. Told him, he said, my house is to be a house of prayer. You've made it a den of thieves. But watch on television even. Most of our preachers today that are well known, they spend almost as much time trying to send you a book or a recording of some kind as preaching the word. But 9 times out of 10, he ain't preaching the word. He's telling you a story. Making it a place of merchandise. In one ministry, sells food, air conditioners, generators, and yet God told him not to do it in his house. Well, we need to do that so we can stay on the air. It takes that to keep you on the air, then get off of it. God said he'd take care of you. Now, if you're walking with him, he'll take care of your expense. Well, now you don't know that. Oh, yes, I do. This little church, when I opened it up, I opened it up by myself. I spent several services here by myself. Not one in here with me. I have never actually taken up an offering to ask for it. I keep a thing out there. They can put it in there if they want to. I don't ask the ones that's online. I don't ask them for a dollar. You know, I see too that we have another new caller tonight. Maybe after the services I can get them to give me their name. I don't know who it is on here. Well, I see their number. It's come up on my computer. You see, we do know when you're here. Right now you're muted until the services will be over. But then I would like to talk to you, so just stay with me. All right, now. Come down here to verse 5. We're not moving too awful quick, are we? I'm liable to keep you here till midnight. It says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. In other words, all of that comes idol worship, idols' ways, and things like that. But, you know, we need to remember and not let these things in
But we're also going to find out some other things, too, to stay out. It says in verse 6, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. When we are disobedient to his word, what happens? We're walking in the wrath of God. It's his word, not ours. Verse 7, in the which you also walked sometime when you lived in them. We all, at some time in our life, has walked that way because we were born in sin. We walk in sin until we go to the Lord Jesus Christ, until we are forgiven, until we bring him into our lives, and until we are born again and are filled with the Holy Spirit. That's when we begin to walk straight and without sin. Well, Pastor, you can't live without sin. Oh, yes, you can. You better. And that includes a lot of things that's not even as big a thing as what we've already read. This next verse gives us them. But now ye also put off all these. You've got to leave all of this alone. Anger. You're not to be angry. Angry brings on sin. Wrath, which is another form of anger. Malice. Blasphemy. Most people don't even know what that word blasphemy means. That means to curse or to reject or to deny. That's why the only sin you cannot be forgiven for is to blaspheme the Holy Spirit of God. And that's unforgivable. And that's what it means. You reject him, you curse him, or you deny him. So walk also careful. We've got a lot of them out here that's already done it. And they actually are sitting in churches believing that they've got heaven made their home. Think about that. But most of us don't do it. Most of us, we don't think about something. Now, verse 9. Now, we don't pay any attention to a lot of this. And we know a lot of this that goes on. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. You don't lie to each other, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. We don't lie to each other. Oh, well, you know, I don't want to hurt that one's feelings. That one's another good person, and I don't want to hurt your feelings. So a little white lie ain't going to hurt nothing. A little white lie will send you to hell. You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it. And I'm going to answer it honestly, whether I like it or whether you like it. But that's the way it's going to be, because I ain't going to lie to you. Ten. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. You see, we have become a new person. We are to walk that way. We are to walk as a child of God. Because once we have been born again, you have the inheritance of heaven. And the same inheritance that Jesus Christ has got. You are a joint heir with him. It's all in God's word. But man quit teaching it a long time ago. I can remember when most all your churches taught that. They would teach the word of God. But also know when they started down. And actually, the very first thing that started weakening our churches. I watched it happen. Because our churches has been falling greatly over the last 60 years. And each year they get just a little worse. And that's why today you just can't hardly get anybody in church. But we have to keep trying. All right. With this next one, I'm going to close it out. Verse 11. For there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. It does not matter who you are, what color skin you are, what country you're from. If you are a born-again child of God, Jesus is living in you, and you are just as much a part of God's church as anyone else. It's all there. And it's all in God's word. But you better be right and be ready. That's the thing. I'll give you quite a bit to think about and to meditate upon. Go over in your mind about. And maybe, God willing, he don't change me again. Maybe we can pick up there Thursday night and go on with the rest of that. Well, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the Holy Spirit. And Father, your saints, wherever they are in the world, we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. Now, Father, Israel and Jerusalem, Father, we pray for them to have peace. We know they're having very little right now. But even more than that, Father, we're praying for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, and that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. This land of ours, Father, help us to work with those that will work with us, Father, to bring this land to repentance for the evil that our government has brought upon its people. And help us to replace those with ones, Father, that will work for Jesus, work for the church, and work for you. And help us to put our government back upon the foundation of which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, our prayer list tonight, as each name is called, Father, may the Holy Spirit touch them and touch their families, because we all have family members that are lost. I pray to those members. And I pray that the Holy Spirit can go forth, work with them, turn them from their evil, wicked ways, and bring them to the knowledge of knowing that they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives so that they can make heaven their home. Now, Father, for James Taylor, for Millie, Bobby Johnson, myself, Kenny Powers, Terry Coates, Dennis Lee, Mark Pavlik, Amy, Amy's husband Tom, Amy and Tom's young son Jacob, for Dennis Breeden, his wife Tatum, brothers in Christ, Father, all of these touch in great and mighty ways, using them, Father, to spread thy gospel throughout this land and to wherever, Father, that our voices can reach. Now, Father, for Pastor Smalls, for Pastor Randy Johnson, for the Meade County General Baptist Church, and the pastors there, Pastor Don Hilton, Pastor Alan Thomas, Pastor Tony Galladay, for Pastor Eric and his wife Jackie, and Father, for that little full gospel church of God there at Akron. These churches, Father, make them lighthouses, but also, Father, make them places of refuge to where the lost walking in darkness can go and find light, and that light being Jesus. Now, Father, my three pastor friends in Pakistan, Pastor Haroon Islam, Pastor Barak Mishai, Pastor Zephyrin Iron. Father, keep them in health. Keep them safe. Because, Father, they walk in places to where if they are picked up, will meet imprisonment and death. Take care of their needs. And Father, Jimmy Emery, Sharon Montvello and her mother, for Sue and David Branson, for Palin Goodman, and for Karen. Father, these all stand in need of a healing touch. Some of them need physical healing, and some need spiritual healing, Father. But we pray for all of them in Jesus' name. Now, Father, be with us, keep us safe on our way home and through the week. Bring us all back together again Thursday evening at 6 p.m. when once again we can be back into your word. And we ask all of this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. Bye-bye.